I think for all of us here, we're getting really tired of having to run all over the state to protect projects that we're working on. And and in particular, you know, the mining projects and the mining hearings that have been going on, not just this month or this year, but for the last few years. We're small communities. We are people who work really hard, and we work, with fewer resources because we are in smaller rural communities. And it's a hardship for many of us to travel to these things, either in St. Paul or even Duluth, and take time off of work and time away from our families. And we've just decided, you know, this is about our backyard and about our livelihood and our jobs, and we are not going, and we are going to show up for the rally or the hearing that's going to be here on the 25th in Virginia.
In Virginia, yeah.
Yes.
Let me just, since a reporter always has to be a devil's
sure.
advocate here, and talk about what the other side is saying, that that the resource that's up there, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area and Wilderness, is really a statewide resource, and there's a lot of people in the Twin Cities concerned about that environmentally or recreationally and so on, even though it's not their livelihood specifically. Mm-hmm. Hence the hearing in St. Paul's. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, it's not in the Boundary Waters, so that's a moot point. I mean, it's in an area that's meant for development. And while I understand that it's an important resource for the state of Minnesota in terms of recreation, it is a place that we love too, as are all of the lands and the mining lands that are up here, but we also make it possible for people to come and visit here and come and enjoy what we have here. And to even think that we would want to hurt the area that we live in is kind of crazy thinking. I mean, I understand what they're saying. However, I think sometimes that if they feel that it's that important, maybe they should take a day off from work and come up to our hearing in Virginia.
Yeah, and that's in fact what Commissioner Rukavina suggested that they do.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to
him
about a week or it was a little longer than that ago. I just want to just explore the business of the environment a little bit
mm-hmm.
more. And you say that,
sure.
that it would be ridiculous to think that you don't love the area that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you 100% convinced that the job's an important thing. I mean, it's an important mm-hmm. thing any place. But I know some areas of the range have struggled, you know, fairly
mm-hmm.
often. And that aside, are you convinced that this is not going to hurt the environment if these projects move forward?
I think given what the state of Minnesota requires in terms of permitting a mining project, that it will be done safely and it'll be done in a way that will be very safe for the people who live here and for the environment. It's safer than anywhere else in the world, and I have the utmost confidence in the people who live here, who know mining, who understand it, who are brilliant about putting together a mine, who are some of the best scientific minds in the United States, much less Minnesota. So I think, you know, I feel very confident about it. It's a process that's worked and is going to make mining safer for not just us, but for globally. It will be a mine that people can look to and say, hey, we did it right in Minnesota.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Let me think for a second.
Sure.
I'll ramble a little bit here, but
no, feel free.
I grew up in a mining community where we lost the mines that that provided the livelihood for my family and many others. So it's an important part of my life and will always be, and as it is to so many people who live here. And it's not just people who work at a mine, it's people who support the mining industry, people who work and support industries like mining supply. And for them, it's their entire life. It's what puts their kids through college. It's our, and for them and for me, for all of us, it's our way of life and it's who we are. And I think that people need to understand that for us, it's more than it is for other people. And we're going to do it right. And we feel very strongly about this. And we just wish the rest of the state would understand that we do know what's best for us. We do want to do it the right way. And we are are doing everything that we need to do to make sure that that we have jobs in the future.